Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Precision Camshafts Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Shah, Whole Time Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank you all for being a part of this Precision Camshafts Q3 FY22-23 earnings call, which will be mainly focused on the business and operational performance of the company. In case of any detailed questions related to finance, I request you to mail your questions at cs@pclindia.in, and we shall provide you with answers in a reasonable time. We've also submitted our investor presentation for Q3 of FY23 to the stock exchanges on the 28th of February 2023, and the same is also available on our website. Investors are requested to refer to the same. I will now start with an overview of the auto industry and get to the company's performance. It is expected that the global new light vehicle sales will reach nearly 83.6 million units in 2023, a 5.6% increase year-on-year, according to the newest forecast by S&P Global Mobility. However, the auto industry continues to navigate through supply chain challenges while confronted with several markets facing deteriorating economic conditions. Impacted by a blend of general economic impacts, higher interest rates, tighter supply chains, and a general affordability squeeze, the forecast outlook remains mixed at best. We are approaching 3 years since the beginning of COVID, 2 years since the beginning of the semiconductor disruption, and 1 year of the Russia-Ukraine war impact. Hopefully, the coming years will show a rebound from these global issues. I'm happy to share that compared to the last quarter, the total income at the company has increased by 4.4% to 171 crores on a standalone basis, and increased by 3.9% to 298 crores on a consolidated basis. The parent company has grown over 30% over the last year by better asset utilization of foundries as well as machine shops. Several new camshaft and non-camshaft projects have been awarded to PCL, which have started serial production or are in the ramp-up phase. PCL India's parent company continues to enjoy healthy margins, and we have great visibility for growth over the coming year as we continue to invest in this business. MEMCO has seen a slight decrease in income compared to the previous quarter. It posted a total income of 12.3 crores compared to 14.9 in the previous quarter. The management of the company is focused on adding new business from existing and new customers. Our company, MFT in Germany, has seen stabilization of business. However, we still see challenges ahead due to the ongoing crisis. It posted a total income of 45 crores in this quarter compared to 43 crores in the previous quarter. The team at MFT is focused on bringing new non-engine components to its company portfolio. Our e-mobility subsidiary, EMOS, registered significant growth in the last 2 years. EMOS posted a total income of 70.77 crores compared to 65.9 crores in the previous quarter. There has been a complete reorganization of management at EMOS, and the new team is driving the company towards newer customers and technologies. Our e-mobility developments in India continue to be on track. We are focused on building a high-quality, reliable train for the sub-4-ton LCVs in India. The team is focused on deep localization and testing for Indian conditions. We are in the process of setting up our first EV plant in Solapur and have signed several MOUs with large customers across India. We will share more details about the hard product and its specs in the coming quarters. With the growing team in India, we do hope to build out a more sound EV business in the next 3 to 4 years. Coming to the financial performance of the company, starting with the standalone business, which houses the camshaft business, the total income in Q3 increased by 17.6% year-on-year to 171 crores. EBITDA increased by approximately 30% year-on-year to 40.6 crores. Profit before tax was 31 crores, and profit after tax was about 22.7 crores. and EBITDA margin was 23.78%, whereas PAT margin was 13.31%. Total revenue contribution from exports was about 52%, and the balance was domestic sales. Coming to the consolidated business, the business has income has grown by 21.83% year-on-year to about 298 crores. EBITDA increased by 22% to 46 crores. PBT was 25 crores, whereas profit after tax was about 17.8 crores. And the EBITDA margin for this quarter was 6.5% and PAT was about 6%. Coming to our group companies' revenues, Memco posted a revenue of 12.30 crores, MFT 45 crores, and EMOS posted healthy revenue of 70.77 crores. With this, I conclude the talk and I open the floor for question and answers. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. Reminder to everyone, to ask a question, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Vishal Agarwal from Leo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question pertains to EMOS. You mentioned that there has been a management team reorganization and a strategic realignment there. Can you elaborate a little bit on that and how have the focus areas and growth prospects of that business changed? Has there been any change in management outlook on that?
Mr. Shah, I'm sorry, but we are unable to hear you.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I can hear you, sorry. I was saying that there is not a change in the management outlook of the company. We have a restructuring in terms of the professionalization of the management, where we have people who are running the sales and marketing, the technology side, the operations side, etc., who have been in this industry for long enough and who are driving growth now. We will continue to focus on the existing businesses that we have, which include a lot of the OEM partnerships in Europe, but also look at the newer technologies that are developing in that part of the world and make sure that we are future ready.
Understand. And today for EMOS, what percentage of our business is OEM-led?
I would say approximately 70% of the business would be partnerships with OEMs.
Understand. And so EMOS, if you look at it, I know you refrain from giving the short-term guidance, but if I look at it over a 3-5 year long-term period, yeah, what sort of a growth outlook and a margin profile do you expect in EMOS?
I am unfortunately unable to answer you what the outlook looks like. However, I think if you can look at where we have started just 3 years ago in terms of revenues as well as, the bottom line being red, just 3 years ago to making it profitable at this point of time as well as growing it almost 4x in the last 3 to 4 years. I think there is tremendous potential for this business, not just in Europe, but also as we expand in India.
Understand. So you do not think that in EMOS the business is flattening out? You think that the recent flattening out is more to do with the macroeconomic condition and other stuff around that zone? It's not a business which has become late stage and is now not on a fast growth trajectory.
No, I don't believe that. I think it's a lot of macro factors that are causing a little bit of flattening. But even a comparison of this quarter to the same quarter last year, we've actually grown significantly.
Understand. Understand. And one more question, if I may, on the standalone business. I know the margins this year, in this quarter, are slightly better again. On an ongoing basis, can we expect this sort of an EBITDA margin profile to continue, or does this have some one-off receipts from customers regarding prior orders?
No, I think we have consistently been in the somewhere in the 22% to 24% EBITDA margin range, and I think we should this should be the consistent margins going forward. There had been some pressure in the past due to the raw material price increases and other such things, but these are typically compensated by our customers to us, but there is a lag.
Understand. So this sort of a margin profile on an ongoing basis is sustainable in your opinion?
Yes, yes, yes.
Understand. And then how is the development of the non-camshaft business on the standalone side? I know the management had kind of articulated steps along that journey in the last few con calls. Can you share any
yes.
progress around that, or what are the plans around that?
Yeah, we have developed certain new components using our existing infrastructure, both in the foundry as well as the machine shop. And we have developed some engine components which will go into commercial vehicle braking systems. I cannot speak a lot more about that right now, but the program for a large customer in Europe that we will be supplying to will be ramping up quite soon. This is just our first foray into non-camshaft parts, but we continue to look for these opportunities.
Understand. And what percentage of revenue do you expect this program to contribute?
It would be really hard for me to share those numbers today. I think in the once the business has ramped up, it would be more reasonable to share.
Understand. Got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Panjal Agarwal from Green Portfolio Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Sir, I wanted to ask, first question is on the retrofitting vehicles, retrofitting kits. So, sir, if you look at it, even vehicles of same company can be very different depending on the model. So, sir, how are you planning to deal with it? I mean, will it affect our scalability?
To answer your question, yes, there are, of course, the kit will be different for different vehicles, but we are focused on some of the two or three top-selling vehicles in India right now that contribute more than 50% of the vehicles which are on the road. So I think that allows us to have deeper penetration with the customers that we are talking to. At the end of the day, we are saying that, you know, we would be the first to market to do something like this in India. And the idea for us is, at least for the next 2 to 3 years, build a good enough powertrain which is running on the roads in India, and basically get us, make sure that we have a reliable product out there, which allows us to take the next steps towards saying, how do we actually look beyond just retrofitting.
Okay. So, have you started building up an order book for these retrofitting kits?
It's in the process.
Okay. So, we've already signed up MOUs. So, these MOUs are relating to these kits only, right?
Yeah.
Sir, could you just share me an approximate cost of one kit?
I cannot share that to you at this point of time because we are still in the certification process with the government bodies in India, and until it is finally done, I am unable to share at this point of time.
Okay, so by when can we expect the certifications to be done, like all certifications?
I hope within the next 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Sir, what I see, there are losses in Memco subsidiary this year, this quarter. So, sir, what are the, like, what kind of expenditures have overtaken our profits?
It's a one-off expenditure which was related to employee VRS schemes that we did at the company, and this is not an ongoing expense.
Okay. Sir, just could you tell me the current capacity utilization in our camshaft business, and what are the CapEx plans for the company?
We are at about 80% utilization on the foundry level and approximately similar 75% or so on the machining side as well. We can provide you the exact numbers if you write to us. But in terms of CapEx, we are looking at certain new programs that have been awarded to PCL by OEMs from in India as well as overseas. And we will share this information with you as we have more clarity over the coming months.
Okay. And so just one last question. What I see is in last 9 months is if we compare it to financial year 2023 versus financial year 2022, so the revenue growth is around 26%. So, what percentage accounts for increase in sales volume?
Sorry, I didn't get your question. You said the revenue growth is 26%.
Revenue growth is 26%. So how much percentage of the sales growth is on account of volumes, increase in volumes?
No, the sale increase is mostly because of increase in volumes, right? If you compare to FY22 to 23, we've had much better utilization of our foundries as well as machine shops, which is the increased volumes to the domestic customers as well as overseas, and that's the main reason for the increase in revenue.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to understand if you want to change the proportion of machine camshaft and the cast camshaft. Because it's been trending upwards like from 2016 to 2019. So just wanted to know how is it trending forward.
Yeah, of course. I think our focus is completely on increasing sale of machine camshaft. That's where realizations are higher. That's where we have installed capacities for machining, and we would like to utilize them up to the highest possible degree. And you should see an increasing trend of machining versus pure castings being sold.
Any aspirational target in this regard?
No, can't share the number with you, unfortunately.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Agarwal from Leo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks again for the opportunity. My question again is on the standalone business. In the standalone business at peak in 2015.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Your voice is breaking a lot for you.
Are you able to hear me all right now?
Yeah, this is good.
Yeah, I was saying that on the standalone business in 2015 and over 2015 to 17, we used to have a top line of about 500 odd crores. And this year we are on a run rate to do about 600 odd crores plus. Given that the shift to electric vehicles globally, do you still see room for growth in the standalone business? Or, the management's attention is focused on growing the company through other initiatives and the standalone business is pretty much going to be flattish from here on?
Not at all, actually. So just as much as focus we have on the EV business and other businesses, we are actually looking at increasing the business within the camshaft for at least for the next 5 to 6 years. We have that visibility. While there is higher EV penetration, if you still look at the numbers, I think last year we are talking about 7 to 8% of all passenger cars that were electric, and the balance 90 some percent was still ICE. And as we look into the future, I think what is unanimously we hear from most OEMs is that the pie will continue to increase, as in the number of vehicles that will be sold on road will continue to increase. And while the EV percentage might increase over the next 5 to 6 years, there will be still a significant chunk of vehicles that will be gasoline or diesel driven. And if you look at our market share today, we are talking about 8 to 9% globally. and do we actually see headroom to grow here?
Understand. Any rough sense of what kind of growth can one expect in this business?
Look, I think at the end of the day, we should be looking at what the market is growing at. Indian market, the eastern part of the world will be growing faster than, let's say, Europe and North America. And this, the camshaft business will, of course, tend to grow with the market growth. With the exception that when we are winning businesses away from competitors, that's when we see sizable increases. I can't quantify that, unfortunately.
Understand. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Shah for closing comments.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining this Q3 conference call. I hope we've been able to answer most of your queries, and we look forward to your participation in the next quarter. Thank you again for joining us today. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Precision Camshafts Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.